God bless you, God. God bless you. This is Apostle Dr. Mary Ogburn from the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, located in Baltimore, Maryland, and also Lakeland, Florida. We bless God for another day, amen, that God has allowed us to be back on blog today. We count it a blessing. Let us pray. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you for your love, kindness, and tender mercy. We thank you for giving us a chance to repent, to apologize, whatever need to be done, God. Excuse me. We bless your name. We honor you. We bless all the pastors, the system pastors, all the apostles and the evangelists, praise God, and just everybody. We ask you, God, to move your hand this day and bless God. Heal our minds and our hearts in the name of Jesus. Because somebody not here, praise God, to tell the story. Hallelujah! But you allowed us to call on the name of Jesus. I pray, God, somebody be touched today, delivered, and set free. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day that God has made. He made us, praise God. We didn't make ourselves. He made us. Woo! My God, he delivered us, and he set us free. Amen. Are you free today? You got to know that you're free. You got to know that God opened doors for you. Amen, praise God. You got to know that God changes things. Amen, praise God. Why don't you tune in right now? Praise God. The number you can call is 563-999-3511. Amen. Why don't you call that number? Praise God. And you hear, praise God, what thus said the Lord. Again, the number is 563-999-3511. We are blessed today. We are blessed today. You ought to lift your hands and tell the Lord thank you. This is a day that the Lord has made. We thank God for the weather. We thank God for everybody today, saved or not saved. We thank God today because it could have been the other way. But God allowed our moments to roll on a little while longer. Amen, praise God. You know, there's so much crime going on. So many children killing their parents and their children killing their brothers and sisters and their family members, their loved ones. Amen. That's why we need God in our life. Praise God. And God will keep us. He'll keep our mind. Praise God. In the word of God said, let this mind be in you, as was also in Christ Jesus. When you got the mind of Christ, you're going to do the right thing. Amen. The Holy Ghost will convict you and I, praise God, if we're not doing the right things. Hear ye the word of the Lord today. Let God bless your soul. Let him lift you up. Huh? Let him know that I love you, my child. God loved us. God loved us. John 3:16 said, God so loved the world that he gave up his only begotten son. That means he gave up his son for you and me. Would we have done that for God? That's something to think about. Yes, he loved us so much. Yes, he put his spirit in us that we may rise above, rise up above what we are going through. The world is so wicked today. Praise the Lord. That's why we need God. We need him in our life. Wars and rumors of wars. The Bible says that. It's going to be wars and rumors of wars What's happening today? Wars are going on. My God. Cities is being destroyed. States are being destroyed. Overseas. Oh, Lord. Russia. Let's be praying for them. Hurt cause hurt. Amen. Let's be praying. Killing the Ukraines and the Ukraines killing them. Lord have mercy. That's a trick of the enemy. Pastor, co-pastor White, amen. Her and I was talking today, and she told me one of the pastors that I know in Florida went on with the Lord. Her husband, I think he passed last year, and she just passed. We don't know when our time is coming. My heart go out for the family. Apostle Daryl's daughter, LaShan, that was LaShana's godmother that passed. So let's be praying for LaShana and the family, because we don't know when our time is up. Praise God. We don't know about tomorrow. That's why we got to do what we can do today. But we rebuke the adversary that's trying to come in on us, trying to destroy our families, and we lose the Holy Ghost on them. We tell that devil to back up. You don't own me. You didn't bond me. The Lord breathed into all of us, and we became living souls. We souls that belong to God. God hears and he answers prayers. Are you praying? We got to pray God keep our minds. Why do you think he gave up his son? His only begotten son for us? He had to love us. Why do you think Jesus went to the cross? For us. When we have done that, he loves us. He's our best friend. We calling all these people our friends. All these people not our friends. We saying we got all this family. Family know how to treat family. We got to do the right thing. Because we are being tested. Right now we're being tested. We're going through. But we got to do the right thing. And a lot of us are suffering because we're not in God like we used to be. We're not on the right road. We done got off. We done got off that road called righteousness. And we done got on the devil's up. We done got on the devil's side. Folks cursing out each other. Trying to destroy one another. We better take a heed to that word of God. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. I made up my mind. I said, God, I'm going on. I don't know when my time is coming. I'm living like it's my last day. I'm living the word of God. Do I make mistakes? Yes. I'm not going to go around knowing knowing that I'm doing wrong. No guilt in my heart. Come on here, somebody. Excuse me. Yes, we all make mistakes. But that's up to us to get it right. He loves us so much till he went to the cross. Let's repent. And be godly sorrow of our sins. God, I'm not strong enough in this area. I need you to help me. That's what I've been crying out to God. The things that come up before me that's wrong, oh boy. I say, God, I can't do it without you. I can't make it without you. And God, I never doubt that you can fix it. Yes, my heart is heavy sometimes. Yes, I feel alone sometimes. Yes, I feel as though things not working out for me like they should. But I know a man named Jesus. But God, I done already prayed. It's no use me keep praying the same prayer. I done already prayed. Now I'm waiting for the answer. Now I'm waiting for you to deliver me. Huh? Now I'm waiting to go up high in your word. Woo! Good God Almighty. Because your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. He will show up the way. Huh? God will show us the way. He's real. I felt that. A lamp unto my feet. Woo! And a light unto my pathway. Don't y'all know that God loves us so much? And that's why we have a time clock. Thank God for the time clock. We set that clock 6 a.m. in the morning. 6 o'clock a.m. in the morning. But sometimes that clock go off and the person don't hear. So God gives us a chance to hear the time clock go off. Doctors, some of the doctors done told, I can't do no more. You got so many years, so many months, so many minutes, so many hours. We have to choose who we're going to serve. Thank God for doctors. Don't get me wrong. I have a good doctor. She tell me to do something, I try to follow it. I try to follow what she say do. Because guess what? She got the blessing. She got the blessing. But we need to follow the word of God. He said, if any sick among you, call for the elders of the church. A lot of us pastors and apostles and evangelists, we're going around sick. Oh, I know God will fix it. Yes. Luke was a physician. Luke was a doctor. And God put doctors on this earth to help us. Be wise. Be wise to what your doctors tell you. Once they tell us something, hey, we're going to pray. God, the doctor say such and such a thing. And I know I'm healed by your stripes. Now, God, I'm looking for you to do the complete healing. But in the meantime, I'm going to take my medication. Even if the medication don't seem like it's working, but I'm obeying the one that had rule over me. I'm obeying my doctor. Jesus is so great, so loving, and so kind that he had mercy on us. Even though a lot of mess we do sometimes, God has mercy on us. For God so loved the world that he gave up his only begotten son. Oh, just for Pastor Osborne? No. No. For all of us. God so loved the world that he gave up his only begotten son that we may have a right, y'all, to heaven. We may have a right to the tree of life. He's real. Let's not play with God. Even though things we know we're doing wrong, give it to God. God will work it out. Don't enjoy that mess. Don't enjoy what you're doing. We've got some weak, 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 weak Christians. We don't know whether they're Christians or not. But he said, all souls are mine. We can't judge. We can't judge nobody. We all need help. Lord, here am I. Even though I got the Holy Ghost, Lord, but I still need help. Even though the enemy trying to come up against the ministry, but I still need help. And even the folk try to send unclean spirits, witchcraft. Let me be able to be strong enough to go through. Are you strong enough to go through? We got to mend our ways. It's terrible. It is terrible. Do you know whose side you're on today? Do you know God got you? He got you. Don't let nobody pluck you out of God's will. Stay in the will of God. Yeah, but I get weak. Pray. Seek his face. He's right here. He's a healer. He'll heal high blood pressure, cancer, diabetes. He'll do all that. I believe God would do even with when you're going through that dimension spirit. I believe God can do anything. God want to hear from us. He want to know if we really love him. We talk everything but God. We got to let God know, God, I know you inside of me, and you working outside of me. We need healing. We need to go to God. Strive for the things that's right. Even in our churches. Everybody want to be on Facebook. Don't nobody want to come back to the church. But we can go to all these different places. But we scared of getting COVID. Why? But we go everywhere else. Don't want to come to church. That is not of God. I couldn't come to church because I had something to do. No, you laid up in that bed and you did what you want to do, which is your business. But don't you know God sees everything we do? I overslept. I had to go to patient care. I had to go to urgent care. Well, if you had to do all that, you were seen at the grocery store. You were seen at the clothing store. You were seen out eating breakfast, eating a lunch. Come on. Let's not pray with God. You're putting God on the test. We're going to be tried for everything we do. We're going to be tried. We got to seek God. We got to seek him for greater help, greater things. We don't know what God got in store for us. Excuse me. We got to try. We have to. Thank God for the rain. Thank God for the snow coming if we're going to get it. Thank God for the food on our table, clothes on our backs. Thank God. Thank God for help. We need help. Thank God for the Salvation Army, outreach ministries that helps us. These places help us. And we still don't give them credit. Well, it looks like I should be getting a little more. You ought to thank God what you're getting. We know this year how the income tax folk going to do us. But how are we going to do God with our tithes and offerings from the income tax? Our income taxes. Something to think about. How are we going to treat God with our paychecks? Well, I can't pay tithes line. I can't pay tithes line. I can't look. Stop playing with God. Quit, because this is a year, it's a blessed year for all of us, but we can mess ourselves up. We so worried about somebody else's business that don't even concern us. We spread people's name. We say, well, this such so and so. I might not even know about it. Maybe you were supposed to keep it to yourselves. Come on now. Get busy with God. Do the work that God has called you and signed you to do. Help somebody that your living and my living won't be in vain. We are so blessed. When I get on blog or whatever, on Change, Bible Study, Prayer Service, Merkle Prayer Line, I'm not getting on here to gossip. I'm on here to tell the gospel. Not gossip, but tell the gospel of Jesus Christ and what he put in my spirit. Are you ready to go forth? Are you ready for your higher grade in God? You know, we in school, and we looking for that grade to be better. And if we don't get it, that's because we didn't earn it. Same thing in God. You gotta earn points. You gotta earn grades. You gotta respect your instructors, your leaders. The Bible says obey them that rule over you. That's why you're not there yet. Because when we don't obey the word of God, we are not there yet. And that's understandable. But are you ready to go there? You have to pray for yourself. As well as me, I have to pray for myself. I know I can't get to Pastor Rex all the time. I've got to pray for myself. Then I got to want, I got to mean business. Some of us stay in the same mess we're in. How do you expect God to move? The devil is busy. It goes back what I say. Look at all these people at home by their parents, by their brothers and sisters, by their relatives. Yeah, we got men and women killing their parents. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? I was looking at the news. These three little kids stabbed to death by the cousin. I think it was the cousin. Come on. Look at the young man the five police beat up. You want that kind of mind? We got to keep praying because the enemy is tricky. He's trying to put stuff in our minds to do right now. Or you ought to go take a drink. You don't want to hear what Pastor has been saying. Or you ought to tell a mind of business. Because I ain't paying no attention. Well, I'm not going to give nobody nothing. Well, because I don't have to. Well, you go to God, asking to change your heart. Word of God, David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. If you ain't being a blessing to nobody, you ain't blessing God. Because guess what? That scripture is powerful. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will continually praise him out of my mouth. Do God get a lot of praises through the week or just on Sundays? We better praise God. I'm serious. Because he's coming. We don't know when he's coming. Woo! Lord, have mercy. But I believe God. Things are going to change. Things are going to get better somehow. I bless the Lord for you all today. Because there's a healing taking place right now. Are you the one that the Lord is healing? Our minds need to be healed. I'm serious. Are you the one that's a witness for God and telling people about your church instead of talking bad about it? And what makes it so bad? Folk that really don't want to live right, they want you to talk bad about your church. They want you to say something bad. They want you to be a partaker of their sin. Talk bad about your home. Talk bad about your relationship. Nobody hollered this week. I know it in the spirit. Have exalted God. Find your place in God. How do you stand in God? He done gave up his son for us. And we do him any kind of way. And I hear the Holy Ghost speaking to me right now. Peace be still. And know that I'm God. He's all right. I pray I said something today that will encourage you all as well as myself. St. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave up his only begotten son that we may have a right. That we had them rights in God. That we'll get to know him. It's God's will that we know God. God so loved the world. That stayed in my spirit. But God so loved the world that he gave up his only begotten son. He gave it up for you and I. Help somebody. Show them the way to Christ. We got so much world in us. All we think about is family, friends. It's sad. And we don't give God credit. Some say, if I could help somebody as I travel along. And my living, good God Almighty, shall not be in vain. My living shall not be in vain. Oh, my living shall not be in vain. If I could help somebody as I travel along, my living shall not be in vain. You know, when I look back on my life, and the things that I've done. But God mercy brought me through. I'm going to say that a little bit more. If I could help somebody as I travel along, my living shall not be in vain. God bless you all. I love y'all. Praise God. Blessings on number one and number two church. Amen. Praise God. And everybody else on this blob station today. Help somebody so your living won't be in vain. God bless you. This is Apostle Dr. Mary Ogbenson. God loves you, and so do I. I'll see you when I see you.